Truth broadcast sponsored by Mount Zion Bible Church of Pensacola, Florida. This is Pastor L.R. Shelton Jr. speaking. We count it a privilege to be able to come in your home again today with the Word of God which liveth and abideth forever. This weekly broadcast of the Word of Truth is dedicated to the teaching and preaching of the Word of God as it is to men as they are, for the sole purpose of the glorification of our triune God, the edification of God's people, and the salvation of lost souls. We give you an invitation to meet with us each week at this time to partake of God's Word together. Greetings in the name of our lovely Lord, whose we are and whom we serve. Welcome again to another Word of Truth broadcast. Our Bible reading will be found in Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the Spirit, law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent in His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Let us pray. Our Father, we praise Thee this day for the gift of Thy Son, the gift of Thy Spirit to our soul. The gift of Thy Son to die in our place. The gift of Thy Spirit that all that the Lord Jesus Christ has wrought for us might be made a reality, an experiential to us day by day. Thank You. Thank You and praise Thy holy name. That Thou hast so dealt with our soul and all of Thy people. Our Father, in this hour, we do pray the Holy Spirit will work effectually. Hearts will be opened. Eyes will be turned toward Thee. That many will know their need and seek Thy face. For it is in Christ's name that we pray and ask. Amen. say thanks for your letters and gifts received this past week, for the encouragements and support of this Word of Truth broadcast. We appreciate all that God has wrought for us and done for us, and you blessed friends that He's raised up over the years to encourage us as you have with your prayers. We praise and thank God for it. Did you write for your free book that we're offering this month entitled The Shadow of the Cross, Studies in Self-Denial? A little book by Walter J. Chantry, pastor of the Grace Baptist Church of Carlisle, Pennsylvania. He takes the studies of the Scriptures and shows that our blessed Lord and the apostles spoke of the cross as a principle of Christian experience, as well as the chief symbol of God's love. He shows that belonging to the Lord Jesus Christ means taking up the cross personally and living for Him rather than for ourselves. I want you to have a copy of this book. It's yours free and postpaid if you will write us. Ask for it by name, The Shadow of the Cross, Studies in Self-Denial. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. And now for God's message. We desire, by the grace of God, to continue our messages on the subject of the sin of hypocrisy or profession without life, which we have been delivering now for these many weeks. We have been dealing with the reasons why men live in the state of unreality about spiritual things and try to palm off on God a profession without life. First of all, we showed you that it is because men have missed Holy Spirit conviction and the humbling work of repentance and have believed Satan's lie that salvation may be had on easier terms than those presented in the Word of God. And my friend, it is because of this that man has invented the damnable heresy of carnal Christianity so that those precious souls caught in this delusion may continue in their state of hypocrisy and yet have a hope of heaven, even though it is a false hope and a very damning hope. Second, we began to show you that God's salvation in Christ is produced by the reigning power of grace in the Holy Spirit, and we showed that its results in the saved soul are positive results because it works in us the opposite of what the reigning power of sin worked. It works in us holiness and righteousness and causes us to walk in a way that is pleasing before God. Yes, we have laid before you the gracious truth of God's Word, that in the gospel of the grace of God in Christ, we have by its power been set free from the law of sin and death, and have been made to walk in newness of life. Therefore, we are under the reign of grace and do not make sin the practice and rule of our lives. Now, beginning our message last week, we began to work our way through the sixth chapter of Romans, showing you that the truths given here are against this false gospel of carnal Christianity, against easy believism, against profession without life, against the sin of hypocrisy. For there we find in words easy to be understood what the true gospel of the grace of God in Christ Jesus does for every soul that God saves. Listen now as we go into our message for today, and let us see and know what God does for us in Christ in this so great salvation which God has given us in our blessed Lord. In verse 2 we read that in salvation we have died to sin and live no longer in it. Look at what he said. What shall we say then? Romans 6:1, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Verse 2, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? And why do we not live any longer in it? Because the Son in His salvation has made us free from sin and its reigning power. Then we went on to verse 3. Know ye not that so many as of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? We showed in this verse, and the Scripture shows us, that we were put into Jesus Christ and therefore were baptized or put into His death. And this shows us that all that Christ our Lord as our substitute did in His death has become ours, for we were in Him at the cross. And when we were saved by His grace, all of the benefits that came out of His obedience unto death became ours. And then we showed you in verse 4 that since this has happened, that we are buried by baptism into His death, that is, that we have been put in His death, then as Christ was raised up from the dead by the power of the Father, even so we have been raised up with Christ to walk in newness of life. Therefore, sin no longer has dominion over us. Why? Because we died to sin, even as Christ died to our sins when He bore them in His own body upon the tree. And this is so beautifully brought out in verses 8, 9, and 10 of Romans 6. Listen. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over Him. For in that He died unto sin once, but in that He liveth unto God. And then He tells us in verse 11, that because we died with Him, then we are to reckon ourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And my friend, this does not say that we walk in sin, does it? It says we walk in newness of life. Why? Because we died with Christ, and like as He died unto sin, we died unto sin, and as like He lives, we live, and therefore we are alive in the Lord Jesus. And this is so very blessedly brought out in verse 5. Listen to it. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. And what the Holy Spirit is telling us here, which to me drives another nail in the coffin of the false gospel of carnal Christianity, is this. Since we have been planted together in Christ's death, we are planted together in Christ's resurrection. All of the benefits which we have received from being identified with Him in His death are made sure to us by the power of His resurrection. My friend, this is shouting grounds to me for it leaves no loopholes in the positive salvation which is given us in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is that when God saves us, that grace begins to reign and superabundantly abounds over sin through the righteousness of God and eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord, and we are made to walk in newness of life. This is what the grace of God does for us. We no longer have to live a lie. We no longer have to live in unreality. We walk now by the grace of God in reality, for we indeed are by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But, dear friend, there is yet another great truth brought out in this fifth verse, and it is this. Being planted together, then we shall, watch it now, we shall bring forth our fruit unto holiness, for we are united to Christ in this vital union of oneness. All right, we're again in Romans chapter 6. Look at verse 22. Now being made free from sin. And when did God do this? He did it in salvation. We're no longer walking in unreality. We're no longer walking in hypocrisy. We're no longer walking in a profession. We're no longer walking in unreality. We're walking as free men. And we have become the servants of God. Watch it now. And what happens? The Scripture says in Romans 6:22, listen to it now, that we have our fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. Why? Because we have been identified with Christ. You see, what we've been trying to lay before you in our first three messages was this false stuff and why men are caught in the sin of hypocrisy and profession without life. It is because they have missed the humbling work of God's Holy Spirit in repentance. But praise God, there is the opposite. When God saves us, He does something for us. He puts life within us. No longer are we walking in unreality, for we are walking in reality. It's positive. Because we are identified with Christ. It is like this in John 15:5, where our Lord said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. You see, here we see the same truth of identification with Christ in that vital union of oneness. And why? What will be the end of it? Well, we bring forth fruit unto God. And what is it? It's holiness. This is what He says in Matthew 7:18. That being part of this vine, therefore a good tree, we shall bring forth good fruit unto God. When you read this verse in its entirety, we find that a good fruit, a good tree, cannot bring forth evil fruit. Why? Because it is identified with Christ, the smitten one, in death to sin and resurrection to life, yes, newness of life, that brings forth fruit unto holiness. Oh, my fellow believer, this tells us of opposition in Christ. And the true understanding of these scriptures are blessed to the children of God. For it tells us that since we have been identified with Christ in His death and resurrection, then we will also, by virtue of His life in us, now be able to walk in newness of life, walking with the power of sin broken, bringing forth fruit unto holiness. My friend, just as simple as the ABC's language can make it, the English language can make it, this is what God does for us. This is the opposite of the sin of hypocrisy. For we no longer are walking after our will or after our way or in sin and making excuses that we're just carnal Christians. Oh no! We are walking in reality, for Christ's life is now in us. And the life which we now live, we live by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave Himself for us. All right, now let's move on to Romans 6:6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Christ, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. We will look first of all at that expression that begins this verse of Scripture with the two words, knowing this, which to me drives another nail into the coffin of the false gospel of carnal Christianity, this profession without life, this sin of hypocrisy. And you ask, how? By the teaching of the Holy Spirit under conviction. You see, my friend, the Holy Spirit is saying here through the Apostle Paul that this is something which we should all know, all of us who claim to be saved. This is something concerning which we should be familiar. Something concerning which we should have an absolute certainty. Therefore, this Holy Spirit says, know this. And I hear you asking the question, Pastor, what should we know? Well, this, that we died to sin in the death of Christ and have been raised in His resurrection power to walk in newness of life. We should know this. We have become new creatures in Christ Jesus, and if God has worked that work of grace in us, we will know it. And so I ask you a question. Do you know this? Do you always live in the light of this knowledge? Is this something of which you are absolutely certain? You should be if you're saved, because this is an essential, vital part of our salvation. Let me repeat it, knowing this, that in salvation we died to the world and the claims of the world over us. In salvation, we died to sin and its reigning power, and are now under the reign of grace, which enables us to walk in this newness of life in Christ. Not if so, or maybe so's, or ands, or buts about it. When God does something, He does it. And when He gives His salvation, He breaks the power of sin. The old man is crucified. The old man of Adam, we no longer have anything to do with it. Henceforth we do not walk or serve sin, because he that is dead is freed from sin, according to Romans 6:7. Let me ask again, do we know this? If we do, then this puts to lie this false gospel of carnal Christianity, the sin of profession without life, because now we have the power to put off the former behavior of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and to put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Yes, because the power of sin is broken, we can obey these commands by the grace of God to no longer serve sin. We've been freed from it. And salvation we learn from God's Word and accept by faith that this is exactly what Christ has done for us. This is our position in Christ, freed from the reign and power of sin. Now, the question I would raise right here is, why doesn't the majority of Christians know this deliverance from the power and penalty of sin? Why are they walking in the flesh and not in the Spirit? Why are they walking in hypocrisy, trying to palm off on God a mere lip profession? Why is every excuse given for the old flesh and for the false gospel of carnal Christianity? Listen to me now. I answer, because you have missed Holy Spirit conviction. For if you had ever been under Holy Spirit conviction, you would have known out of actual experience the bondage of sin, and you would have known your deliverance from it. For you see, under Holy Spirit conviction, you would have been taught by the Spirit the things that are so humbling to the flesh. And then your question is, Pastor, what are these things that are so humbling to the flesh? Will you listen? First of all, you would have learned from Isaiah 64:6 that you are destitute of any righteousness of good works that God will accept, for your righteousnesses are in the sight of God nothing but filthy or menstruous rags. You would have learned from Romans 7:18 that in your flesh dwelleth no good thing. You have learned from Job 40:4 that you are by nature a vile, wretched sinner before God. You would have learned from Romans 3:11 that you are destitute of any spiritual wisdom, therefore full of vanity and pride, according to Psalms 39:5. You would have learned, according to Romans 5:6, that you are destitute of any spiritual strength, therefore you are unable to do any good thing of yourself, according to John 15:5. You would have learned from Isaiah 61:1 that you are sold under sin, and that therefore you are destitute of freedom. Further, the Word of God describes you as being the bond slaves of your lust and walking after the counsel of the devil, who takes you captive of his will because you are your father the devil. You see, my friend, the Holy Spirit, under his convicting power, by his word, lets the light of the glorious gospel of Christ shine into your soul, given the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ to you, and thereby turning you from darkness to light, and taking you out of the kingdom of darkness and Satan, and putting you into Christ in his kingdom. And my friend, this is our position in Christ by virtue of his cross work for us. And this the Holy Spirit teaches us from his word. It is then that we understand by faith those blessed words spoken by our Lord in John 8:36, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Yes, having been in bondage to sin, my friend, even its bondslave, now in salvation in Christ, you who are drawn by the Holy Spirit through his word, and it is received by faith that you have been delivered, made free by the gospel, which is the power of God into salvation. And now you come to understand that God in his gospel, as you exercise faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, that to the poor believing sinner, you are delivered from the condemnation of sin, the penalty of the law and the wrath of God. You are delivered from the bondage of Satan, delivered from the power of sin, for sin no longer has dominion over you, for you're not under the law but under grace. And being made free from sin, you become the servants of righteousness. My friend, is this not shouting grounds? Grounds for praise unto our living God? That he should do all of this for poor, hell-deserving sinners? And my friend, it comes to us by grace through the redemption that is in the Lord Jesus Christ, for He alone, by His power, the power of His Spirit, has raised us up from the grave of sin, delivered us from the slave market of sin, having obtained eternal redemption for us. My friend, do you know anything about this? See, this is just the opposite of empty profession. This is just the opposite of unreality. And this is what God does for us when He saves us. You want a copy of these messages? We'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid if you'll write us. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. We're happy that you've been with us. Until this time next week, goodbye, and may God bless you.